if you haven't felt it already, you're going to feel that the current economic inflation that we're dealing with is affecting our team members.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder. Pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. Super pumped, always, as always, to be with you today. Hope you're having a great day. I've had a really good week. You know, I feel like this year has been ups and downs. And I think part of that's obviously, if you're not feeling economic pressure with just the current climate, kudos to you. But I definitely see that in, you know, working with a lot of different dentists around the country, that it feels like it's just a little harder right now. I told my team, it's like, we're trying to work twice as hard to get the same result. And sometimes that's just the reality. But had a good couple of weeks, went on vacation. That was super good, refreshing. I was proud of myself because I actually like went on vacation. Then I came back and was like, I'm never going on vacation again for a couple of days. You know, I think that's part of it a little bit sometimes. No, and then in Andrea, my girlfriend had her surgery. So that was kind of a, she had ACL surgery. So we had that coming back. But this was just a good week. And, you know, honestly, if I had to say, what was it about this week that was good? Gosh, it was just fun to do some clinical dentistry. It's just a fun time to be a dentist. When you start leveraging the technology and doing that kind of thing, like, man, dentistry is fun. So I had a great week this week. I hope you had a good week. Hey, if you have not joined our app, like, there's no reason not to. So go sign up. We need you to sign up. 3D Dentist app. Download it. It's free. It's great. We've invested a lot in this app, and we want to make it an awesome platform and resource for everybody. So if you want to be a part of an online community, this is a great way. If you're like, man, I want to get to know more and be a part of these people more, but I can't necessarily afford the courses or the timing's not right. Online community. Like, our app is so good for this stuff. We do free webinars. There is online content that you can get on there. But at the end of the day, go join the app. Yeah, what I wanted to talk about today was I had a call with somebody earlier and they lost an employee. They lost an employee because they had a $5 raise somewhere else. And I wanted to talk about like the challenges between dealing with raises and not dealing with raises, because the reality is, it's like, if you haven't felt it already, you're going to feel that the current economic inflation that we're dealing with is affecting our team members. The other part of this is that, like, and this is the part that kind of sucks, is that a lot of our team members, especially in a younger generation, are living life above their means. And so their personal financial problems end up being our issue, right? And that's an annoying part of what we do as being a business owner, is because, like, well, because you choose to live where you live or travel where you travel, or the fact that you, how about order DoorDash every day and you spend $20 to $30 on lunch, maybe why you need more money, it doesn't matter. So, you know, some of the things that I'm trying to do are obviously encourage and lead by example that our team members would try to, you know, mature and grow and be good stewards of their money. But the reality is they're still going to come and ask for more money. Now, the challenge that you have to deal with is, and I always like to have a good pulse on what it's, how difficult it would be to replace somebody. And you hear people say, like, the cost of replacing somebody is, I don't even know what they say. It's expensive, right? And I think that really is true. So one thing that I'm constantly trying to do is I look at our overall team compensation. And so one of the things that our key metric that we look at 3D Dentist through our business mastermind program is overall team compensation. And as an industry standard, we really want to try and have that number at 25%. So our overall team cost, including, you know, payroll taxes, FICA, any retirement benefits, any scrubs, insurance, your overall team compensation would be at 25%. So if you do $1 million as a practice, that means you spend $250,000 on your overall team. If you look at that number and you notice that you're not where you want to be, your team is 30%, 32%, or 28%, that tells you that your numbers are out of line. Now, what it doesn't tell you is, am I underproducing, meaning I'm doing 800,000 with 250 instead of be doing a million. Like I'm not necessarily over teamed. I'm just underproducing. Or it means you're under teamed. And so then what we have to do is we have to start looking at individual providers and saying like, okay, is there more room to grow? Let me give you some examples. If I'm a solo doc and I do $120,000 a month in my chair and the practice does, let's call it $180,000 a month as a solo doc, I'd be like, hey, that's some pretty good production. If you then look at your overall team compensation and it's still around 30%, I might be saying, hey, maybe you're over-teamed or having to overpay. The flip side is if I say, hey, you're a solo doc and you do $60,000 out of your chair and you're only doing about $80,000, $90,000 a month, now I'm thinking, okay, maybe you're actually underproducing. And honestly, if I'm being really transparent with you guys, I would say when we onboard dentists and we work with them, 80% of the dentists have they're underproducing. It's not as common to see people be overteamed. Look, in growth mode, you may be short-term overteamed, but that should resonate. So I think that this conversation has to start around, do I understand where I am globally with my team? Now, the next part about this is then I have to start looking at it in departments, right? And see, okay, well, what kind of flexibility do I have within these departments? And do I have any sort of risk tolerance within those? And what I mean by risk tolerance is like, if I don't have, let me put it a different way, maybe, I need to have redundancy. I think one of the challenges that we have is like, we'll be too reliant on one team member, and then we kind of get like held hostage by those team members. And so like, that's kind of a crappy place to be in that like, I invest so much into one person, and like, look, you need to invest in your team. Like you can't not invest in them. But the flip side is like, I want to have some level of redundancy. And so as we've kind of grown, one of the things that I do is I like to always kind of have the next man up. I'm a big Steelers fan, and Mike Tomlin's the head coach, and he has this saying that it's always next man up. And he's referring to like when inevitably players are going to get injured. And so we're not going to whine about it or be upset about it. We have to have a next man up mentality. And I think that's the way we have to have it in dentistry is people will come and go. Team members are going to leave for more money. And I've got to have this next man up mentality. And so I'm always trying to kind of look at my team as a whole and say, okay, where are my blind spots? And do I have the next person in lading? And when you look at team compensation, usually what I like to do is typically have somebody that's not as expensive because they're newer. And that to me gives me some flexibility and growth. And so like a sterile tech's a great example. You know, getting a brand new assistant that doesn't break the bank to kind of come into sterile and like learn the culture, learn the ways that you do things can be a good person for that next man up so that if an assistant does leave, I've got somebody that's ready to like step into place. And so that's kind of the idea that I have. Now, when team members come to me and ask raises, I think the best pearl I can give you is that you say, I really appreciate, you know, you coming to talk to me and let me get back to you. I think that's the best thing you can do because we want to be able to have an unemotional, unreactive conversation. And I need to be able to process and actually look at the numbers and make sure that what I'm agreeing to is okay. And that is important to me. Now, as an aside, if you're a team member listening to this, or even if you're an office manager, the coaching that I give to my team members is if you're going to come ask for a raise, don't freaking come and ask for a raise and be like, well, my rent went up or the cost of living's gone up. Like, I'm not just going to give raises for raises, like, because you want to spend more money. Now, what I am totally down to give raises for is if you say, hey, you know, hey, Dr. Sully, like, I've been here for, you know, a year or two now, and I've been working on these things, and hopefully what you can see is that I've improved in X, Y, or Z. I even ran some reports, and it looks like X, Y, or Z is going up. That, to me, is like, okay, now I'll consider like putting some data behind it. And that's typically what I like to do is if someone doesn't bring that to the table, what I'll usually say is, hey, look, Sarah, for example, I totally would love to get you a raise. Let's come up with a plan and a pathway to get you to that raise. Because at the end of the day, Sarah, it's got to work for the business. And it's got to work for you. I can't just make money come out of the thin air. So if you're willing to put in the work and effort to accomplish X, Y, or Z, then I will be able to meet you at that race. I think that's a great way to strategize and work with your team members to get them to where they need to be, assuming that it's economically possible. Now, what you have to be careful of is if someone comes in, asks for a raise, and you don't have redundancy, now you're kind of put into a position of what do you do? Typically, what I like to do is now I'm going to consider, okay, what's the likelihood I could replace this person in a reasonable amount of time, and how much is that going to cost me? And in this situation that this morning that I was mentioning, $5 raise seems like a lot of money. The first thing I want to know is like, is this a normal rate? Meaning, is what I'm paying, is that normal for what is the current going rate around, you know, the city or the community that you're in, or are you underpaying? Because I need to know that I'm competitive. Once I know then I know maybe I need to give them the $5 because maybe that's the reality of like the new world that I live in. If I don't give them the $5, then now I know that they could walk and that's going to cost me some money. Now, let's say that, so in that situation, honestly, I would probably, I don't know what the community base pay is, but assuming it's pretty close, I probably then make the jump. Now, let's say that long term, I'm like, that's just not realistic. The better way to handle this as an owner is to then hire around. And what I mean by that is like, okay, I'll give you the raise, but I'm going to immediately start looking for a replacement. And then once I find the replacement, the replacement's good, then I will get back to the right pay by freeing up this person's future. They say that's whatever, but that's no different than them coming to you and be like, hey, you don't give me the money, I'm leaving. Like it's the reality or unfortunate part of business. And what I'll tell you, dentists, is unfortunately, I think we are probably a little too loyal to our team members. It's a disproportionate loyalty to both our team and to our patients. And team members that are listening, I'm not saying that's across the board. Team members that know that you're valued and know that you're important, you should know that. Like, because there are some team members that I know would never do that to me. And I know who those people are. So I think it's just a reality that by and large, the general rule of thumb is that's the case. So you have to consider the cost of what it costs to replace somebody and the cost of losing somebody. So this person loses them and then they bring another assistant and now the assistant's struggling with things. So things are taking longer, it's borrowing more time. And that has a real ramification of cost to the practice, like a real ramification. And so you add up, well, what is an extra $5? Just let me give you perspective here. $5 an hour times 8 hours a day is $40 times 4 days a week times 4 weeks times 50 weeks. I was like, $32,000. That's not right. $7,680. Thank you for bearing with me. All of y'all are probably screaming and the thing, what it is. And you're like, tell me you're dumb. I'm not that kind of, that was dumb, but $7,680. So we're talking, I'm going to lose an employee for basically $7,000 for the year. Now don't hear me wrong. $7,000 is a lot of money. But if that takes me away from 10 to 20 hours of work, do the math. Do the math. Now, of course, you can't do that across the board. I'm just saying when you have key people in key situations, this is a lead assistant here, so it has a direct impact on that dentist's ability to do the job. And they're newer, so they haven't trained a lot of people. They're still learning to be a leader. That is a direct cost. So you have to think about that. So be prepared for the ramifications of not meeting the pay. But it doesn't mean that you don't necessarily consider what do I have to do to either produce my way into making that affordable, or do I have to start looking at other options, hire around, and then free up that person's future. That means fire them respectfully, kindly, and with dignity. I hope this has been helpful because I do think this is a common reality of what we have to deal with, common situation that we're going to have. And we need to be able to know how to deal with the fact that people are going to give raises. My answer, generally speaking, when I say no, is not no for forever, but no right now. Or no, here's a pathway to get there. And I think that needs to be your mentality because at the end of the day, we want to help grow people. And nothing will make me happier to give people the opportunity to make more money. But it needs to come in line with the business economics so that we all win. I hope you have a great week. Work smarter, not harder. We'll see you on the other side.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.